heard any trouble today.
I would try to get the colonel to shoot him. He wouldn't waste a bullet.
All received a copy of the published agenda and additions or corrections to the agenda.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Approval of minutes for October the 9th. In additions or corrections for those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, seconded Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes for October the 9th. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Minutes for October the 16th. In additions or corrections?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes for October the 16th. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
First item is a note from the family of Dorothy Farrell, thanking council for remembering her. A letter from George Krupanski on behalf of Boys and Girls Club to Councilman Jones, thanking him for a contribution to their 2007-2008 annual fund campaign. A letter from William Cribb saying that he lives in Angola by the Bay and he has some questions that he would like to have passed on to the engineering department, and I'll ask someone to make a copy of this available to them about how sewer in Angola by the Bay can be made more affordable. And a letter from five different residents in the woods on Herring Creek. It's basically the same letter, but it's basically saying that a county sewer referendum was held and approved on August 18, 2007, and encouraging council to devote whatever financial resources are needed to allow the construction of the Angola Sewer District. And that letter is from a William Cassatt, Geraldine Sharp, Robert and Joanne Shiflett, Gregory Kaffir, and that's it. All the correspondence.
Any other correspondence from the councilman? Being done, I presume it's Mr. Baker?
Yes. The first item we have is a presentation by Ms. Barbara Del Maestro regarding she is executive director for the Way Home Incorporated, and she asked to be on the agenda to explain a little bit briefly about her program. And would you like to come up, Barbara?
It's certainly an honor to be here. My name is Barbara Del Maestro. I'm here representing the Way Home program, which is a program here in Sussex County that exists to help released prisoners make a good transition from the prison to the community. We work basically with the Sussex Correctional Institution here in Georgetown, but we also help with other prisons as well, as much as we are able to do so. I want to thank the council for your support in the past. It's a very important challenge that faces not only this state, but all the states in the nation. The problems facing people who are being released from prison without adequate support or preparation. I think that the Way Home represents a very good model in facing this challenge, and it shows how government, community, churches, individuals, and civic groups can come together and work together to solve, as best we can, a very thorny and complicated problem. So I really do appreciate the council's vision and support for this program. We are a small program. There's three staff people. We have one small transitional house, which houses only three people. And we work closely with area homeless shelters, missions, Oxford houses, anyone that we can work with to find beds for our participants, and then we offer 3 years of post-release case management. A lot of that case management centers around getting the people to probation, getting them out on job search, getting them to work once they get the job. So it's very labor intensive, especially for the first 3 months. And of course, we see to such needs as initial needs for food, clothing, things of that nature, helping people get their ID, sending away for their birth certificates and getting their social security cards and everything that needs to be done before you can actually step into your first job. So there is a gap of time there. It usually takes a person at least 3 weeks to get their first job, and you have to remember that ex-offenders have several roadblocks facing them when they're going out to find employment, and most homeless shelters only keep a person for 30 days. So you can see the problems that would face a person coming out of prison and the time that is required for someone to even begin to be self-sufficient. Our work not only helps the ex-offender, it helps the families of the ex-offenders, it helps their children, and it helps the community at large. We have to remember that nowadays it takes about $30,000 a year to keep a person in prison for 1 year. Our program of case management comes in around $4,300 per person per year to support them in the community. That's a huge savings to the state, and it's a huge help as far as that person's chances of success and their hope of stabilization as they turn into a tax-paying citizen rather than a tax-draining citizen. So I really want to thank you for your time this morning, and I thank you for your support. I did bring some flyers, which I'd be happy to
send
around.
And I did give out, they all have a partial report, Barbara. I asked Barbara to come in. I've met her like 4 or 5 years ago. Lit Dryden introduced me, which is involved in the program. And like your percentage of people that you have come into your home and your program, what do you what's your percentage rate as far as actually happening to go back into jail? I mean, I know your record seems to be pretty decent.
We are involved with a statistical study with the University of Delaware. They released their preliminary study, and it showed that our program, The Way Home, is doing approximately twice as good as people coming out and are not involved in any program. So.
Exactly.
We are making an impact on recidivism, significant impact.
So where are you? Where is your home now? You say you have three residents, or you have three staff members and three residents also?
No. We have three staff members. We have a small office on East Laurel Street.
Okay.
You're welcome to visit us at any time. We live upstairs from Cooperative Mortgage. But we only have one transitional home. It's in Millsboro.
Okay.
We're trying to open more. The model that we like to work with is one that is affordable to us, and that is if someone allows us to use their home or a program allows us to use their facility. The one that we're using now, we use rent-free. We're just responsible for the management of it and paying the utilities. So that's a model which makes even a small program such as ours, this project is doable.
So the property owner is, you're a 501c or whatever, right? So he gets a tax write-off for
yes.
being able to do that. So that's the benefit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We have how many people in Millsboro?
We can only house three in Millsboro. So most of our people that we handle through our case management are in other places. We handle around 50 participants a year, and many, many more through our support groups and walk-ins. We're doing a lot of invisible work. A lot of people come to us when the state service centers are closed, or we get calls from people who are truly just stranded. Most of our people are referred to us through the prison counselors, but there's a lot of people that fall through the cracks, and we're there.
Have we helped them before financially?
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah, we have. I've done it through. I'm going to pick on Susie down. Susie, it is a countywide program, and I think it does help. You know, countywide. I've given money before. I know I'd like to ask the council like $500 each, and then we have some money that through the councilman money that we could use also make up a difference of $5,000.
There would be a couple of options you would have. Of course, your councilmatic grant, your community improvement grant, or the unreserved or open amount in county council grant in your county council department. There's still some funds that are unreserved.
So 2,500. If we did 2,500 personally, and then 2,500 from that, you know, would that be acceptable?
From the unreserved account, do we have 2,500?
Yes, there's 2,500 available in the unreserved account and in the county council department.
The motion.
So yeah. What is? I'm sure I'm not clear. 2,500 for the county
Each
council.
Each councilman would give 500.
Okay.
And then. That other 500 would go totally.
2,500 from the unreserved account.
Right, which would equal $5,000.
And 500 from the community improvement grant or the councilmatic?
I think the councilmatic.
Okay.
I have a motion of Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give 500 from each councilmatic account and 2,500 from the unreserved account.
County Council Department in the general fund.
County Council Department in the budget of $2,500. Total $5,000. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Glad we could help.
If you'd like to give that information, we'll pass it out. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Back to Mr. Baker.
Okay, the next item is a grant to the Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. And with us today is Mr. Kevin Gilmore, who is the Executive Director for Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. And I know they've done quite a bit to help individuals with their home needs, and I'll let Kevin explain some of that.
Okay. Just first want to say thank you for your continued support of Habitat here in Sussex County as our program continues to grow and have more of an impact every year. Just a brief update is that we have now 6 residents in Concord Village near Seaford that will eventually house 19 families. 2 more houses are to start this month, and 1 more house is to be closed on this month. The other goal that we have on the horizon is to start our first townhome in Laurel. So part of our goal to continue to operate countywide as we seek land where we can and start to build throughout the county. Just also want to thank you for recognizing the impact of these funds. It's not just on home building, but it's also on the community at large, that we involve several hundred people through the process of building the houses, that raise their awareness about the issues around poverty housing. It also raises the public awareness about these issues. So our goal is not just to build a few homes, but to engage the communities here in our county in that process. So I want to say thank you.
We do have a check that was in, this was an amount of $25,000 that was included in this year's budget for Habitat for Humanity.
Next house, give us a call. We'll see if we can bang some nails.
All right, come on out. You guys, I didn't extend an invitation, but that certainly exists.
That would certainly be good.
On behalf of the council, Kevin, I'd like to present you the check for $25,000. I guess it was worth your trip out today. And you turn the camera.
I come to that moment of praise next year.
Y'all do a great job, and we appreciate what you're doing in Sussex County. Where's the one you're building in Laurel?
The around 6.
I got a bunch of stuff.
Okay. It's just on the horizon.
Thank you.
Send the salesman.
And then the next item on the agenda is a grant to Interfaith Mission for $10,000 that is also included in this year's budget. And with us today is Ms. Deb Schiffler from Interfaith Mission, and she's executive director, and she's missing part of her board meeting due to be here today, but she said she thought it was worthwhile.
Missed the board meeting?
Yes.
To be here?
Yes. They didn't want to come. They didn't want their picture taken,
cash
so they made me come. Well, hello, and thank you for your tremendous gift today. I know you're familiar with our programs. I do hope that maybe you might have seen some of the publicity last week when we had a major home repair day in conjunction with Georgetown Presbyterian Church. We went out that afternoon with over 30 volunteers and did repairs on 6 homes around the county. And for people who were missing major portions of their floors or their front doors or holes in the roof, and all of those kinds of repairs were made in that day. We currently have a dozen or so emergency home repairs going on as we speak. All the work is done by volunteers. Our coordinator is a volunteer. And the expenses for that program buy the supplies that make all the difference in the quality of life for those homeowners. And then, as you're also aware, we have Acorn Acres community here in Georgetown, and also the Adams Street house that houses single adult working men. So we keep doing the work. The need is ever greater, so we thank you so much for your support.
Again, on behalf of the council, we appreciate what you do for the county. I think that's what makes Sussex County such a special place, because of organizations like yours and Habitat that are concerned about the residents of Sussex County, the people that can't afford it. You do a great job, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda is a proposed agreement with the Delaware State Police. And for your consideration, and with us today is Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary David Mitchell, and the Superintendent of the Delaware State Police, Colonel Tom McLeish, as well as many other members from other members of the Delaware State Police. Just to give you a little information about this proposed agreement, and a little history, we currently have 2 agreements in place, a 1994 agreement, which covers 12 additional state policemen, and then a 2002 agreement, which covers 20 additional state policemen. So as of today, the county helped pays for about 50% of the cost of 32 additional state police above the state allocation for Sussex County. That brings us up to about 175 state police dedicated to Sussex. The proposed agreement is modeled upon the 2002 agreement. The proposed agreement would add 4 new troopers per year to the Sussex County allocation for the next 5 years and bring our total up to 52 troopers in Sussex over and above the state's allocation. And I just like to go through a couple items within the agreement itself. On page 4, there is different sections that specify the amount of the county's contribution towards the cost of the program. In year 1, the county would pay 100% for 4 new recruit troopers plus the cost of 4 vehicles. In year 2, we would pay for 100% of 4 new troopers, and then 75% of the 4 that started the year before. In year 3, 100% of 4 new troopers, 65% of the 8 previous. Year 4, 100% of 4 new, and 50% of the 12 that started previously. In year 5, 100% of 4 new troopers and 50% of the other 16. And then beyond year 5, the county would agree to pay for 50% of the salary for the 20 troopers, salary and benefits for the 20 troopers, and then 50% of the cost of 4 replacement vehicles each year. One of the advantages of this agreement for the county is that the state has already incurred the cost for administration and overhead, and the county would not be responsible for fuel, insurance, maintenance costs, facilities and supervisory costs, liability, overtime, infrastructure, and training costs. In Section 6, it notes that this, as of today, staffing levels assigned to Sussex stand at 175 officers, and after 5 years, we would have 195 officers with this agreement at a minimum. The superintendent is will be able to redeploy personnel through the state to meet the needs of any emergency, as with other agreements. And then on page 7, there are clauses for termination. The state would be allowed to terminate the agreement within 30 or after 30 days notice if the General Assembly failed to appropriate sufficient funds. And then the county also would be able to exercise the right to terminate with 30 days written notice should the Sussex County Council fail to appropriate funds anticipated were required pursuant to the terms of this agreement. Thus, if there was a change in our revenues through like realty transfer tax or something like that, we can go back and make changes to our budget if needed, and then if we had to terminate the agreement. If you go to there is a schedule that shows a summary of the cost, the estimated cost. It's titled Sussex County Council Supplemental Police Proposal, and it shows the estimated cost per year. The top highlighted line there shows the cost just for this agreement. The next highlighted line shows the cost for the prior agreements, and then there's a line total estimated county cost per year. So this year, the total estimated cost would be $1,648,751, which works out to an average cost per officer of $45,799. So the cost per additional trooper ranges from $43,000 to $48,000 over the next 6 years based on this estimate. And then if you go to the last page, it shows some research done by Chip Guy that shows in Milford there are 30 full. The city of Milford has 30 full-time officers, Rehoboth 19, Seaford 27, Dover 91, Newcastle County 364 with a budget of almost $49 million, Newark 65, Salisbury 88 with a budget of $9.3 million. And that all averages out from anywhere from $90,188 per officer to $136,212 per officer in Wilmington. Only two are under $100,000. So we believe that this is a efficient way to provide additional law enforcement coverage in the county. And with that, I'll ask Secretary Mitchell and Colonel McLeish if they'd like to make a few statements.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council. On behalf of our Governor Ruth Ann Minner and our Lieutenant Governor John Carney, I bring their greetings and their thanks for a continued partnership to keep Sussex County residents safe. The number of 195 is very important to all of us. We know that the growth in Sussex County and the workload demand for the state police has been increasing, and for county government. This partnership that we agree to today will provide for those response times that we all want to have here to keep our community safe. It's important to note, though, that in addition to the 195, should there need arise for additional troopers down here, that there is no question that we would augment, as we often do, the size of the force here in Sussex County to meet whatever that workload demand was. We do that routinely anyway through our aviation assets. As you know, we have one of our ships based right here in Sussex County in Georgetown with a new helicopter coming online, by the way, later this month, or next month rather, and also augmenting through special traffic forces, undercover operations, and so forth. So it's a guaranteed minimum that we would have. And as we speak, there are four troopers in the recruit class that started September 17th, dedicated for Sussex County operations. So we're here to say thank you for the continued partnership, and thank you on behalf of our governor and lieutenant governor.
Colonel?
I can only echo the secretary's words and our gratitude to you in this partnership that we've shared for so many years. It goes beyond just Sussex County, as the secretary said, because the resources we have available to deploy here, and if the need arises, and pretty much on a daily basis as we send operations down here to work the county. But at the same time, the rest of the troops throughout the state enjoy the benefit of the extra troopers on the job, because if the need arises in an emergency, you've supplemented our statewide workforce by this agreement. The winners are the people, the residents of our state, with this cooperative agreement. And I'm thankful that we have this partnership, and I look forward to continuing in the future.
I'd like to thank the state police for, or the state for entering into the agreement. I remember the first one we did with Colonel Gravier, 94, 95, something like that. And I think was the first one was 12?
Yes.
And, you know, back then, I mean, we hear it all the time, you know, we need more troopers, we need more troopers. Well, the council had that vision back in 94, 95, because we went into the first agreement, and then with Alan Simpson and the other colonels prior, and now you, people still say, we don't have enough troopers. Well, there's more troopers on the road than I need to see. I mean, of course, I'm driving speed limits, so I don't ever get caught. But I was going somewhere the other night, my wife and I out to dinner probably, and there was something going on up in Seaford, and I think there was three or four state police cars up there. And she said, what's going on? I said, I don't know, but, you know, they always say there's not enough troopers around. I said, if something goes wrong, they're there. They come from somewhere, you know, they can get them there quick. And could Mr. Allen might have been one of them, I don't know. He travels the backcountry roads a lot, so we have to be careful with him. But we do appreciate the agreement and this new contract, which will bring us up to 32 and your work and endeavor to get that done.
Thank you, sir.
I think one thing needs to be said about the couple years ago, Major Hughes and his staff reallocated the resources in Sussex County with the partnership that we had. The public had a misconception that you had to wait so long for an officer, and they all sat around the troop and passed the phone around when a call came in. But now the officer's troop is not necessarily a structure anymore. It's his vehicle or her vehicle. And, you know, it's been plotted out that they're not very far from a need of a constituent when they're needed, because a lot of times you'll see them sitting in intersections now, or you'll see them sitting in a subdivision, and basically that's their troop for the day, or their sector, and yeah, that's really worked out a lot for emergency services, for the constituents, and for the outreach communities that felt they had no representation in the past, and this even though we're spending money, has saved this county a ton of money. So we congratulate you with the part of this partnership again.
Is there any way to get a picture of the county council in all the cars so they recognize us when they pull us over? Dale sounds guilty about something.
Well, we always hope that we don't meet you in the rearview mirror, but but you know.
Get a free pass.
I didn't say that. I just wanted pictures. I think our pictures should be in every.
Well, you mention a colonel's name, you guaranteed a clean cell. I can tell you that.
Executive speaker.
Does that apply to legal counsel?
Of course. We're going to take care of the bar. That's right.
Any other comments before we vote on the agreement?
No.
You got a motion on the agreement?
Just a motion that be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a memorandum of understanding between the Department of Safety and Homeland Security, Division of State Police, representing the state of Delaware and Sussex County.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Jones, to approve the agreement with the motion to have Mr. Baker on the agreement with the Delaware State Police. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you.
Guys. Thank you, Secretary.
Major, you got some comments?
No, sir. I'm just picking up the signatures.
Pick up paperwork. Yeah, get your picture.
I'll
give
a picture on that.
Yeah,
I want one a wallet size.
Yeah,
George Lemon, right? Take with me.
Chip will take a picture of everybody and put it on the internet, right?
And Dale's making sure his picture's in there. They look.
You got that right.
They try. Maybe they've been hitting 20 too hard lately, or not Route 9, maybe.
Yes, you've already seen.
This is now where we read the appeal request.
Yeah.
We call the affidavit.
Make a decision based on the
and
transcript.
Then we tell you that I think it's worth it.
I think they're supposed to give you the pen, too, Dave.
The secretary, I think he's got a good one. He might have one. Get rid of that one.
That's a couple days of man.
We want to take pictures. Right here.
Okay.
Mr. President,
can you?
There we go.
Three shots.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
for coming down.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Tommy.
Thank you very much.
Kindly thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
See you.
Yeah, I go.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Are they five? Are they five? Are they five?
Thank you.
I don't know.
We'll make it so that their laptops can go can win, but you better turn it back.
Don't forget me.
Don't forget me.
The next item on the agenda is the 2008 holiday schedule and county council schedule. And I'd like to thank Robin Griffith for her help in putting this together. Yes, we're off her birthday.
We're off on her birthday.
No.
This year,
Just to go through a few items with the schedule, there are 15 holidays this year or next year due to Return Day and Election Day in 2008. They are listed. The most match up as with this year and as with the state. I did want to mention that the day after, we are recommending the day after Christmas. Christmas is on a Thursday. So we're recommending the 26th off instead of the 24th. On the second page, there is a listing of dates that the council would not meet if you concurred. Robin tried to match this up with the current schedule. Most of these are normal holidays. In July, there is a day off for the July 4th break. And then there is a day off July 8th, so there would be 2 weeks off at that point in time. And then August, the council would have 2 weeks off, August 26th, and then September 2nd, which, again, we had something similar this year. Veterans Day, November 11th, next year falls on a Tuesday. So what that means is if we don't meet on November 25th, the council would only have one meeting next in November.
So, I'm going to be happy about that, probably.
Yeah. and then the rest they match up pretty well with what we've done this year. And then the last page shows the night meeting schedule. For the most part, these reflect the second Tuesday of each month, except November 18th. And this is recommended to be the night meeting, since that would be the only meeting in November.
Yes, we can.
We need more than one meeting in the month of November, don't you think? I mean,
there's no growth count.
That's what?
No growth count.
No growth.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
It would.
We could. Can we modify if we feel like a couple months
sure.
before?
Yes,
before
we could.
The system,
we could set as a meeting.
You can get a majority vote. You can.
Yeah. I guess that's. Yeah, the magic number three.
Thanks, three, right.
You can meet the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Right. You can meet the November 25th if you like.
Reprint everything if we change.
That's what
you mean, you got to reprint this?
You don't take it to help, Will.
Hey, look, I'm happy to take it, but I'm just saying.
You're not complaining, right?
Just let it
get a minute. Just let it happen. Well, we're finished while we're off. Mm-hmm.
No. I'm not saying anything.
You got a motion.
Okay.
Everybody happy with that?
Yeah, if we get the bottom.
It'd be too long of a debate. We got a motion.
But you wanted less time off.
Well, sure.
And now you want to stick up with me.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'll stick up with you. Go ahead.
All right, need a motion.
Okay. Next November, a couple of you guys might need some time to recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
might need a vacation.
Recuperate.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the 2008 holiday and meeting schedule as presented.
Sub. That motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by.
Come on there, you old Valley one.
You have
to
second.
Yep. Go ahead.
Motion dies for lack of a second.
That was quick, wasn't it?
Let's try it again. I'll second it, Mr. President.
Mr. Phillips, you make the motion again?
Oh, you declared it dead?
Yeah.
No, wait. I don't make some motions twice.
Two times.
That's okay, man.
I think this is one of the big issues you three Democrats ought to handle on your own.
I can't make a motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll make it.
But there's other two.
That motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by.
Second.
Mr. Phillips.
He can second it twice, but then once.
To approve the holiday schedule as presented. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Sure, that was easy.
I would add a few more if I knew I could.
On the front page, is that what you're saying, Robin, or the council page?
No meeting schedule.
The next item is the administrator's report, and the first item is the monthly Delaware State Police report. Attached is a copy of the monthly report for September. State Police responded to 4,143 complaints and made 3,286 traffic arrests, as well as 1,482 criminal arrests. And a breakdown of troop is also included. And also a report on constable office tax collections. The county constable office has collected over $133,000 in delinquent taxes and sewer fees since January. They have assisted as requested by the county treasury division and utility division. The work is in addition to other work they perform enforcing zoning, property maintenance, and building permit issues.
How is the policy of the clean hands policy been working out? Has it been pretty smooth down there?
Yes. So we've had several minor glitches where we've been able to work it out. We anticipated minor concerns, but the program's working well. There's been some revisions to the program to make it run smoother, and we collected. Within like a week and a half, we collected $18,000 that we could directly attribute to the Clean Hands program.
I mean, some people out there took notice of that ordinance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When they come in to get a permit.
When they came in
to get a building permit, yeah.
Jeez.
They haven't beat you up too bad down there, that large, huh? Yeah, good.
A little bit of complaint.
Mr. Godwin.
Most of them just were shocked.
Right.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. This morning we have two wastewater agreements for your consideration. The first one is Sussex County Project 81-04, Phase 1, Agreement Number 719. In this case, the developer is Frank Capano of Newark, Delaware. The location for this will be 1,775 feet south of intersection Road 26 and 352 west, side of Road 352. This will be serviced through the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 10 attached multifamily units. The service connection charges will total $203,658. We do have approvals from our county engineering department and from DENREC. We're expecting 15 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $15,352.05, and the proposed construction costs will total $102,347. Supporting motion is ordered as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 719, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Millville Associates, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Windhurst Manor Phase 1, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve Project 8104, Phase 1, Agreement Number 719, just covered by Mr. Godwin. Any questions? Being done, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Gentlemen, the second wastewater agreement is of the same nature, project number 81-04, phase two, agreement 837. The same developer, Mr. Frank Capano from Newark, in the same location on intersections of Route 26 and 352, in the same sanitary sewer district, Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach district, serving seven attached multifamily units with system connection charges totaling $146,216. We do have engineering approvals both from our engineers and from DENREC, expecting 10 construction days with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $9,983.55. Proposed construction costs will total $66,557. And the motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 837, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Millville Associates, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Windhurst Manor Phase 2, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President. Motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Jones, to approve, again, Project 8104, Phase 2, Agreement Number 837. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Gentlemen, also this morning we have a request for disbursements to four municipal police departments. This money comes from the annual grant for $25,000 that you've established to support local police services in the county. And the four jurisdictions requesting disbursements today are Ocean View, grant number B, for a computer that will total $9,475, which I believe will still leave them with some, I don't have a figure, that does not complete all of their grant, but today they're asking for $9,475. Lewis would like to request $22,584.01 for a Motorola radio and GPS system for their cars. The town of Del Mar is requesting to purchase a new Dodge police car using their entire $25,000 grant. They'd like to request that disbursement today. And also, Rehoboth Beach also wants to buy a new police cruiser using all $25,000 of their grant. So the four are Ocean View, Lewis, Del Mar, and Rehoboth.
What was the amount of Lewis?
Lewis, their amount is $22,584.01, and they will still have a few dollars left because they haven't taken any out of this year's grant yet, sir.
Okay. They're buying radios?
Yes, sir. Lewis is buying Motorola radios and a GPS system for some of their cars.
Can we do them all four at one time, Mr. Griffin? Pardon me, can we do them all four at one time?
I would think you could.
Got a motion?
Yeah.
Make that into the motion.
Sure. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve grants for Ocean View, Lewis, Del Mar, and Rehoboth Beach, as earlier described in this presentation, for disbursement from their annual municipal police grants.
So moved, Mr. President.
That motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Gobbin of the, regarding the four law enforcement grants that he just covered. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you, sir.
Hi.
Gentlemen, we have one item of old business this morning. It is change of zone number 1613, the application of Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying east of Route 24, approximately 1,800 feet south of Long Neck Road, also referred to as Route 23, and to be located on 34,386,000 square feet, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 28th of 2007. The applicant had been provided with an exhibit booklet and maps. We heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District. The applicant was present with Mark Davison, which was Pret Dyer with Mark Davison of DC Group, gave presentations. There was one party present who expressed concern, but at the conclusion voiced no objection to the parking lot being placed on the parcel. The commission deferred action on June 28th. On August 9th of 2007, the commission discussed the application under old business. We had received a letter from Brian Hall, principal planner of the Office of State Planning Coordination, which waived the requirements for the plus review. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1613 for Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential to C1 General Commercial based upon the record made at a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the 2002 comprehensive plan update. The proposal is a minor expansion of Bayshore Plaza 2, a neighborhood shopping center or village scale shopping center, which is a preferred design under the 2002 update. Two, the change of zoning will not have an adverse impact on neighboring developments in this area of Long Neck Road, Bay Farm Road, and Route 24. Three, C1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal and miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be located along arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the project along Route 24 falls within that stated purpose of the C1 district. Four, the project is located within the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and Sussex County Engineering Department states that there is adequate capacity for the project as proposed. Five, the location of a neighborhood shopping center on this parcel should have the effect of limiting trips on Route 24 by residents in the area who may otherwise have to travel further on for their shopping needs. Six, the project is located in an area where other properties are zoned C1 and B1 with varying types of commercial activities on them. Seven, the applicant has stated that it will create a deed restriction to provide a 7-foot-high solid fence along the Bayshore and Sherwood Forest subdivision and the adjoining residential properties. Eight, the applicant stated their intention to obtain an easement from the adjoining Warren property necessary to provide a multimodal path from the Bayshore Plaza 2 to the entrance to the Sherwood Forest subdivision. This multimodal path will promote safe and accessible pedestrian travel. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried unanimously 5-0. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
I've got one question, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cole.
The part where it says, Lawrence, on your, I guess it's page 2, the big paragraph there in the center at the end, it says they will be requesting parking within the front yard setback. That's a Board of Adjustment hearing?
No, it's actually a commission waiver. The ordinance only states that parking in the front yard is not preferred. Exact wording, but it's something similar to that.
Okay.
And in this case, the adjoining properties have parking that go right out to the front property line.
Okay. It's just a practice. It makes it difficult for any expansion in the future for highway improvements, wouldn't it not?
Yeah, but it is still set back partially. It's not totally right out to the front property line. But anything in the 60-foot would require a waiver from the commission.
And the commission. Any parking in the 60-foot?
Any parking in the front 60-foot requires a waiver from the commission. It used to be 40, and a year or so ago we changed it to 60-foot setback, and that's made a big difference.
Okay.
We get very few waivers, but the commission looks at all the commercial site plans for verification of what's around it. And in this case, it's contiguous. The adjoining property had the same type parking.
Okay.
And so it's the same developer. It'll be the same parking lot, basically.
Probably extend to that super center shop.
There's a McDonald's, a giant SFS bank, and
But it's on the Giant.
Shopping center.
It's on the west side of the Giant.
It's just,
so you're concerned about the setback, George? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just concerned that we
24 get expanded.
They give it goes how far, how close it goes, and it appeared to me from the wording that it might be a board of adjustment hearing. Like we see that many developers come in here, get something approved by us, and they go and get something at the board of adjustment. We're not aware of it.
The waiver on the board.
Sometimes it's a relaxing of our ordinance, and I'm just wondering, are we going to get in trouble, or are we doing a lot of it? And
no, it's probably a small percentage of it is allowed to stay in the front because the adjacent property does the same. And in this case, the adjacent property is the same development, same right. Shopping center.
Right. Everything here is back beyond 60 feet except for the existing carpet place that was originally there.
The carpet place is surrounded by this project.
Right. So it's the only
It has separate access.
Right. Yeah, but the 60 feet is the building.
The carpet place is only 40. Huh? Carpet place is like 40, right,
but
45
I'm
foot back.
The 60, the set, the 40 or the 60 require is the building setback.
Right,
right, not the park. I'm just thinking.
But most of them are more than 60 back. I think that McDonald's.
Oh, those are.
They're way.
Yeah, they're
really
back further.
That.
They're based on approved site plan. They're greater.
Not out there the way it is.
Okay. Typically, it'd be a row of cars, but typically, the waiver is a provision of the commission. The reduction of parking space or the reduction of parking lot space size goes to the board.
So in other words, if they just expand the road, they'd have to go to the Board of Adjustments to get a...
They expand the road, and it's a state taking for something that's already there.
Then they'd be,
basically,
there'd be less
spaces.
Parking in the future.
Spaces.
Another question?
It could happen.
Beg your pardon?
It could happen.
Well, they're going to do
something. Haven't had that problem yet.
They've got to do something, though, with Route 24. We all know that.
Upgraded.
I'm just wondering if we get in a situation that 10 years down the road, we're going to lose all this parking that... they had, and now, you know, once they take the taking of that frontage, then you've lost parking and you never can regain it.
In this case, this is a less than an acre site.
Yes. Yeah.
It'd be a portion of a row of vehicles, and that's all, if it takes any. And they have to have site plan review by the commission anyway. So commission still has to wait.
I don't see any setbacks.
They're not going to throw a big Jeep parking lot up.
But as long as it's coordinated with DelDOT plans. Right. I'm just saying, I don't know if anybody's planning the coordinating it with DelDOT.
Actually, this is just going to be contiguous to the parking lot and probably a row of cars.
Yeah, but it's already been taking.
Anytime you do a rezoning, you do a subdivision of property, DelDOT's taking right away.
Len, the first big one could have been wrong, and now we're doing it. I mean, I'm just curious, that are we getting into a situation where we might be.
I don't think they're going to throw that parking lot
up. Okay, no other questions? Mr. Griffin, read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 34,386 square feet, more or less.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by.
Second.
Mr. Jones to approve CZ 1613. Questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
With the conditions as set forth by P&Z, I'll vote yes.
Those are not.
They're not conditions.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a rezoning.
It's a CZ, not a CU.
Findings.
Yeah, those are findings. Well, okay.
All right,
it's contiguous to a. Another commercial district.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on record recommendation, P&Z, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes with P&Z.
My vote is yes, I agree with P&Z. The reasons, motion's passed.
Thank you, Jim.
Mr. Archie?